Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Houthi militants,
Hamas, a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS,
Russian and Iranian arms trade,
North Korea,
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I had to call this in now because it's not political on what makes you smile. But what Matt Gaetz is, they got the right guy. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. Look what they did to Trump. And it's easy. They can throw sexual stuff on a guy right away. And that's what they do when you're effective. And I don't know if Gaetz is guilty or not, but if he is guilty of what they say he is, he should have been gone. They dropped that case on him or whatever for some reason, and if he's guilty, I'm not sticking up for him.
Right. No, I get where you're coming from. And as we've seen before, if we give Trump enough time, we'll end up saying, oh, Trump was right. Mm-hmm. That was a good pick. And you're right. There's nothing beneath the left to attack you. And the more conservative you are, the bigger target, apparently, you are. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, it's kind of bugging. Well, it is bugging me. Where you have these women that are shaving their heads, they're going to divorce their husband, they're going to swear off men, but they're hoarding abortion pills and contraceptives. If you're swearing off men, why do you need an abortion pill?
Oh, bam! Nailed it, didn't you? I like it when they do the shaved head thing. That's easily identifiable. I just walk on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Let's go to Vaughn. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I think I had a 2-day heads up on what was going to happen in the Senate. And all the people that I was listening to on Monday were hopeful for Rick Scott. But I forgot what show it was on Fox, and Britt Hume was on there. They asked his opinion. Right off the bat, he said, Rick Scott is a long shot. And after he said that, he said, he's not going to win.
Wow. Yeah, there's a guy that's been around the block quite a few times. And he, there you go. Leighton, what's bugging you?
I believe in the Pennsylvania race where Dave McCormick's at, Chuck Schumer is doing his best to steal the election away from that man. And that's probably exactly what will happen. That dirty rascal needs to go.
Yep. Yeah, McCormick, I think, is the winner. But, yeah, they're playing games with it. They won't concede. The guy that McCasey, I saw him. What a crybaby. What a whiner.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
He just thinks he is should be anointed or something. I can't stand him. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Hey, I think the Rick Scott thing was the first thing that started to bug me, because when he didn't make it, they said, oh, okay, so this is Trump's preferred candidate. And he said, well, whatever, Trump, we're not going to give this to you. So that's point one. Now, Trump has just picked a bunch of people who I think are probably can do the job, like, you know, Pete Hegseth. And if Matt Gaetz isn't guilty, and I know there's an ongoing thing in Congress right now with him, if he's not guilty, then I guess he was an interesting pick. But if he's Trump's setting himself up for a bunch of people who aren't going to be able to get through Senate. So right off the bat, when they didn't get in Scott, the other I know were anti-Trump guys. So we've got the King was the left anti-Trump senator who they have right now, who's going to be in charge of okaying all of Trump's picks.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. And that's how they play the game in Washington, D.C. Cat for Carol, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that regarding the allegations against Gates, Matt Gates, I thought there was a fund in the Congress that like kind of hushes up those kind of sexual allegations. And Senator Grassley is looking into that. It's, I think, the OIG fund. And if I remember right, it was something like $91 million or something was spent on covering up these sexual allegations in Congress.
Yeah, no, you are correct. What happened there, and that's another reason why they think the fix might have been in to attack him unfairly.
No, it's the OMG fund. Like, oh my
yeah,
goodness.
Or CYA.
Yes.
Aaron, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know what? Nothing's bugging me. We won the trifecta. It's a great day. You have a good one.
All right. Yeah, I wish it was that simple, but no, there's a lot of work to be done, and there's still some scallywags in there. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know what? What's bugging me is the weather, man. They just haven't been right in so long. They're telling us we got sunshine. We go out to do some work outside, and then suddenly it's going to be raining. Oh, it's crazy. They're never right. That's what's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
They're right all the time, just not in your neighborhood. Zach, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is, people need to remember that Matt Gaetz was, the scopes were aimed on him from the Department of Justice on two separate investigations. As a law enforcement officer, I can tell you that if there's anyone who has a chance of making something stick against a political figure who is so outspoken, it's DOJ. And then the second thing that's bugging me is, you know, Kevin McCarthy is the one that got ticked off when he was ousted. So that means that still his minions are pulling strings even after he's gone. And everybody needs to wake up to the fact that there is a lot of dirt that this broom's got to sweep out. And I think the pick may be because of that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to agree.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.